Colleen O'Brien from Seattle's Morning News here with a look back at this week's top interviews. Another long-serving Washington lawmaker announced this week they will not run for re-election. Senator Karen Kaiser, who represents the 33rd District, is the longest tenured Senate member, and she's retiring later this year. Her 29 years of public service are highlighted with efforts around health care access, worker protections, and women's rights. I called her up to ask her about her 29 years in public service, why she decided to retire now, and we even have the age conversation, since the presidential race so often focuses on the ages of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Well, I'm not really one to judge. I'm old myself at this point. But I will say that there's a undercurrent of ageism, which is as much a toxic attitude towards people as any other ism.
We'll get deeper into her answer about the difference between ageism and the conversation that is appropriate when it comes to Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump. But I did appreciate our conversation on her legacy in the Senate. She was appointed to the seat back in 1995 and was reelected six times.
It was time. It comes to you as a realization that you've done what you wanted to do, and maybe there should be other chapters in your life.
Kaiser says she's thinking about writing another book in retirement, her second, after publishing Getting Elected is the Easy Part in July of 2023. It was her pandemic project. She wouldn't go into details about her next book, though. Last week, her Republican colleague in the State House, J.T. Wilcox, announced he won't seek re-election after 14 years. And one of his reasons is that he believes it's time for new, younger minds to enter the Capitol Dome. While that may not be top of mind for Kaiser, she did give a tip of the hat to how much progress she's seen in her nearly three decades in Olympia towards a more diverse legislative body.
I do say that we have a wonderful, wonderful new cohort of young and diverse legislators in our state legislature. When I gave my remarks on the floor on the retirement speech, I referred to Peggy Maxey, who was a Black representative, the first Black woman to be elected to the legislature back in 1971. And she was one of only eight women in the entire legislature at that time. Today, the legislature is 46% women.
Wow.
So we have really changed the makeup of members, and the new members have a lot to learn, and I thought when I wrote my little book that I could help guide them a bit.
Kaiser looks back proudly at the work she did on the Paid Family Medical Leave Act that went into effect as the pandemic hit. She calls it a lifesaver for families.
I worked on that for more than 10 years before we were able to enact it, and it was set up so that the lower the income, the higher the wage replacement, so people could actually pay the rent.
Senator Kaiser is hopeful about how the state legislature is functioning. Her Republican colleagues might not share the same sentiment, but Kaiser was earnest in her assessment that when compared to how our congressional leaders are handling their differences, your state legislature is doing just fine. It's no secret, too, that J.T. Wilcox hopes younger lawmakers take his place, and Kaiser does acknowledge her age in our conversation about her retirement. So what about the two presidential candidates?
I think it's folly to think someone who doesn't have experience or learning will be able to do as well. But new ideas are important. Energy and new perspectives and new representation are all important. So it's a balancing act. The issue of competence is important. And if you're competent, it doesn't matter what age you're at.
You can hear more from my conversation with Senator Karen Kaiser, including the focus of Democrats for future legislative sessions, in the March 8th Seattle's Morning News podcast.